buses that roll through Duane Smith's neighborhood in Richland Township aren't full these days. That's because a lot of parents pulled their kids out of Anderson Community Schools 2 years ago when the district voted to merge the city's two high schools.
Where I'm at, I live closer to four high schools than I do Anderson High School, which is where my kids would be going to school. I live closer to Frankton, Alexandria, Daleville, and Yorktown High School than I do Anderson High School, and they're all a lot easier to get to.
Every few days, Smith takes his turn driving the carpool to Yorktown Middle School. His kids used to go to Anderson schools, but after the merger, Smith says he got frustrated with the direction he felt the district was going. He says Yorktown offers opportunities that Anderson doesn't, like introductory foreign language classes starting in the sixth grade. But Smith says that move has come at a cost. Community.
Just the other day, I was me and my son were in the car, and I saw a kid about his age, and I said, "Who is that?" And he said, "I don't know." And that was, you know, a couple blocks from our house. He had no idea who he was because I'm sure he goes to who knows where.
Highland High School closed at the end of the 2009-2010 school year. Anderson Community Schools started the next school year with 1,200 fewer students. Parents say they're frustrated the district didn't listen when they asked to keep Highland open. The year before the merger, graduation rates at both schools were below the state average, but Highland's graduation rate was better, 67% to Anderson's 46%. So parents and community leaders formed a group to petition the state to let them break away from Anderson. Under the Madison County School Alliance's plan, there would be two elementary schools and an intermediate school. The group cites research from the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy that shows the size of the optimal school corporation in Indiana is 1,942 students, the approximate enrollment of the proposed East Madison School Corporation. President Troy Abbott says a split from Anderson Community Schools benefits everyone, not just families with school-aged kids.
We still have a difficult opportunity attracting business leaders to our community so that we can get it to grow. So I think that this is something that people would like to see their property values climb instead of decline like they have been for several years now.
In 2010, the Madison County School Alliance took its proposal to the Department of Education. In a letter dated May 27, 2010, Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett wrote that de-annexation runs counter to the policy initiative set forth by the bipartisan Indiana Commission on Local Government Reform. Bennett encouraged the group to consider establishing a charter school if they still felt strongly about breaking away from Anderson Community Schools. That letter is what the district points to when it's asked about the possibility of de-annexation. Superintendent Felix Chow said he didn't want to be interviewed for this story, but in an email, he reiterated the state's position and went on to say that nationally, schools are moving toward consolidation because smaller districts cost more. The report Bennett cited says many of Indiana's 293 school districts are too small to maximize student achievement or cost effectiveness and are spending too much on support staff and not enough on instruction. For his part, Smith says the district's position shows just how out of touch it is with rural residents.
Anderson talks about Anderson Community Schools being an urban school district, but out where we are, you know, there's a cornfield in my backyard. We are not, that's not us.
Now the Madison County School Alliance is working with Representatives Jack Lutz and Douglas Gutwein on legislation that would allow residents to break away and form their own school district or join with another corporation. That bill goes to study committee this summer. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.